I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We're all about the Archers. I'm Philippa.
And I'm Quentin.
And we are here to talk to you all about the week so far. We will be covering Sunday the 7th of April, Monday the 8th, Tuesday the 9th of April. That's tonight's episode we've just listened to. There will be spoilers. You have been warned. Well, Quentin, Q, what did you think about the week so far? What did you think about tonight, Tuesday's episode?
I think, first of all, Philippa, I should explain where I am. Because the lengths we go to get this podcast out, I'm actually sat in my car in a car park in Padstow next to a telephone mast, because this is the only way that we can get this podcast out. And Philippa insisted I wear this as well, and I obey my orders. Yeah, this is a man who survives Storm Kathleen and the French name Storm Perrick with gusts last night of up to 81 miles an hour. But I'm here. I'm here for All About the Archers. So I think...
And we appreciate
you know,
it.
I think we should have a room. Yes, yes. I think I expect a special prize from you, Philippa.
Can I just say something? You said that I insisted that you wear something. For those listening to the audio, can I just confirm it's our hoodie. Oh, yes. It's our team hoodie. It's not anything dubious. Anyway, carry on. What did you think about tonight?
Okay. I thought I've ended up with 2.5 bits sides of notes. I wasn't expecting that because I thought, oh, this is going to be one of those, you know. And of course, Alice started saying some lies and she's found out 13 minutes later by Chris, by Lillian putting her foot in it in true Archer's style. But, oh, Miranda was magnificent tonight. Oh, suddenly it went up a gear tonight, didn't it? She comes into the pub, Lillian's furious, her back's up, and... Oh, some of the things she said to Kate was just magnificent, and so yeah, I really ended up enjoying it because I'm loving Miranda, absolutely. How about you?
Yeah, I thought Kate was good value though as well, because going on you know, unstructured clothes and the patriarchal society, I thought it was brilliant. But yeah, Miranda's question about how many children do you have on how many continents, I just thought, oh, that's
just brilliant. And she said 3 on 2, which is great. You know, that's a fave. I got it down as a fave. That question was just top draw, yeah. Miranda. And she's got a place down here. She's got a place in Cornwall, Paul Perry. Flat in Belsize Park and a pad in Oxfordshire. She's bleeding loaded.
She is, yes. And she's got a good aura, don't forget, because I was wondering what Kate would say about her aura.
That is surely the highest praise Kate can give any person, can she? You have a good aura. So I think Brian was chuffed about that. You can hear him silently delighted that Kate thinks Miranda's got a good aura, because that means that she'll give him less grief.
I was desperate to know what they were all going to order in the restaurant, but we didn't get that sad Brian.
Wasn't at all. No, thank goodness we were spared that. Instead, we got juicy lines from Miranda. Yes. Do you conduct pagan festivals? Oh, God, marvellous. And then these are inappropriate questions. And then Kate, that's the penny drops, and that's she's superb, Miranda. Breath of fresh air. Love her.
Did you think though about Chris losing a knife in the bull? If Jolene finds a knife in the bull, she's going to be taking it straight to Harrison to hand in to the police. I didn't quite understand how you can just lose a knife. Was a bit weird.
No. The fact that he's mentioned it suggests it's going to be significant or lead to some dramatic moment. Maybe Jolene will just freak out, won't she? I think that's what's happening.
Yeah.
What was interesting, I was wondering, you know, during the week we're suddenly told, oh, they got the money. They got the money to set up their tree surgeon business. And it was not clear, was it, that whether Will was still going to go through with the loan. The bank had turned them down. Anyway, it was confirmed tonight that Will is giving them the money. And they need to buy 4 chainsaws.
Yes, they do. 2 standard and 2 top handle ones. Who knew?
Well, no.
But I am concerned about them buying secondhand ones because I think you could buy a hat secondhand, but a chainsaw is quite crucial that it does the job in the right way. So I'm got some misgivings about that.
And to be fair to Will, he was concerned about that, wasn't he? He was saying you shouldn't scrimp on these things. We don't want to do an Eddie Grundy.
But I think that's going to cause some more friction as he tries and involves himself in every aspect of their business. And I'm totally here for that.
Well, absolutely. I forgot another great Miranda line tonight. We have nothing to be ashamed of, she said to Lillian. I have no intention of replacing Jennifer. I'm here for Brian. Love it. Love it.
Oh, she's dear.
Top. She's a top girl.
What did you think about Melody not doing very well with her horsey practicing and having to go and practice her rising trot and check her diagonals?
If you say so, Philippa. Melody is such a name for a girl learning to ride, isn't it? I thought, what's a classic name a young girl will have who's into horse riding? Oh, Melody. He said at the top of the programme, Alice is losing her temper. She didn't really lose her temper. She was just a bit irritable. But it was the vehicle by which she started telling lies and of which she's now been caught out straight away by Chris.
Well, but this isn't the first
lie she's
told. We've
seen it all before, Philippa.
This isn't the first lie she's told this week. She said about how she doesn't need to tell her sponsor, Lisa, about her helping Harry, which is naughty. She is heading for disaster there, I think. I'm very concerned. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, what's worrying is she's starting to lie on behalf of Harry's behalf already, isn't she? It's part of the cycle, isn't it? The deception, the deceit, the lying. Yep.
So was that a fave or a flop, all the moments with Harry and Alice this week?
Well, it sort of strayed into Star of the Week for me because I've got various contenders for Star of the Week. I thought Alice handled that call very, very well. At 3:30 in the morning, I think she did. She talked. She calmed him down. She talked him through it. She made him pour away the whiskey down the sink, and I thought she did okay. To have that shock and to be that calm and to calm him down. So she was a contender for Star of the Week because of that.
Gosh, I felt quite differently about that. It was a flop for me. I thought, did he really pour all the whiskey away when she talked to him later in the day? He sounded as if he was drunk again. And she does a crossword with him to make him feel better. I hate crosswords. I cannot do crosswords. I think I'm the only person on the planet who can't. So if someone had tried to do a crossword with me, that would have been it. But how has Harry spent the hours, the days with Alice and not needed a drink, not given anything away, and suddenly he's needing it all the time and phoning her? I don't think he's being true and she's not telling Lisa.
No, he's not.
And she's talking to him about gratitude journals and stationery. That is not his thing at all. He's not going to go to an AA meeting, I think. He is doomed.
No, he's doomed. He's doomed. We heard from his mother that they've just effectively given up. I think you have to set aside your antagonism to crosswords and just actually look at how she managed him very well and distracted him. And I thought the detail about smelling the whiskey as it's going down and making him want it even more. And she really understood it all. I thought it was a very powerful scene. Harry is just using her. Yeah, emotionally. It's just the very fact in the surgery the other day when he said, essentially blamed Alice, saying the breakdown of my relationship. Awful. The guy's all, I've said he's a cad. He is. He's a user. But I think he's a lost cause. I do. And I think deep down he knows that. His mother certainly does.
Any other faves? Any other flops?
Right. Well, I missed this. Brian talking to Kate before the tonight's meal in search of, she's planning a retreat day. And he's discovering the inner child. And you can just see Brian shaking his head. And then he says, we are grown-ups. Okay, he says, we are grown-ups. So are you, theoretically. It's okay. I just love all that. I love their interactions. That was another fave for me. Definitely.
I love this find your inner infant workshop that she was doing. Personally, I can't find my inner grown-up, so I don't think it would have been the workshop for me, but I just love Kate. I think she's great.
Oh, I can't get enough of Kate. She drives people nuts, but I think she and Miranda together with Brian in the middle is going to be absolutely delicious. I can't wait. Cannot wait. The plot for me was when Eddie gave George some birthday money and all George could come think of using it for was to buy some clothes, which is, I suppose, all right, and then a hard case for his phone. God, how boring is that? That was a flop for me. A flop I expected was the Bartleby videos, which are doing, when they were started, I thought, oh, God, no, spare us, spare us. I'm beginning to quite enjoy them, which has really surprised me because they are appalling and naff, but actually Eddie's really good at doing them. And I think it's going to throw up some really embarrassing moments because it's going to go wrong. Susan has already indicated she doesn't like hers and has extricated a deal out of George. But Eddie is going to push it too far and he's going to really upset the apple cart, isn't he? So it's all going to go completely wrong. So I'm beginning to enjoy them.
Yes, they were a fave and a flop for me because I love the idea of it and I think it's quite funny, but equally, Harrison has already had to explain the difference between libel and slander to Derek Fletcher, so it's not going to end well.
I missed the Derek. I zoned out because it was Bartleby video. Oh, boring. So what did they say about Derek Fletcher? I only picked up, my ears pricked up when they started pulling the leg of Susan. So what did they say about Derek
Fletcher? There was just a discussion. I think there'd already been some complaints about the Bartleby videos. I think it was Derek Fletcher.
Right.
And Harrison had been explaining the difference between what libel is and what slander is. So it's good that he's up to date on his police education.
Yes.
But there we go. Did you know that Carol Tregoran was well over 90?
No, I've got a note here. Got a note. I did talk about Chris a bit. I thought he had a good few days. Chris, he's a contender for Star of the Week for me as well because of his generosity. You know, he wants to give this prize and he's tried to offer it to various people. So I've been very touched by his generosity. So he's up there at the, as nudging Star of the Week. Couldn't believe Harrison referred to Brian as being 170. Outrageous. I can't call Brian 170. The man's a stallion. Look at him now. God.
Before we get on to Star of the Week, I must just, particularly for you, Q, talk about the food that has been mentioned this week. We have
had... Oh, dear, the signal's going. Oh, dear.
I think we've had duck, terrine, chalk and cheese, soya sauce and noodles. Those are the food items I've got. But let's focus on Star of the Week. So who is your nomination for Star of the Week?
It was going to be Chris, but I'm afraid Miranda's nudged him off the top spot. She was outstanding tonight. So it's Miranda again.
Well, I was going to say Kate, but actually I'm going to go for Bartleby because poor Bartleby is stood there losing all his teeth, unable to eat his food. Nobody notices. And now he's got Eddie standing there voicing words that Bartleby's probably thinking, well, that's not what I would say. So Bartleby's my Star of the Week. But we need to quickly move on to predictions. What are your predictions?
Well, I've sort of alluded to it already. Sorry, I tend to do this. The Harry Alice thing is all going to go terribly wrong. Mm. And he's going to become more and more of an emotional burden on her. And I worry about the effect on her. And I think he's a goner. I do. I think he's irredeemable as a drinker. So, yeah, that's my prediction. And also, we didn't mention that Chris has conceded to Harrison. He's still in love with Alice. So what point might he not tell her? He says, I've got to suck it up. I can't tell her because of the good relationship I've got with her and Martha. But can he resist? Can he resist? When he finds out she's lying, I think he will.
Well, my prediction, I mean, I didn't like Chris and Harrison partly blaming the cricket angst on Hannah and not seeing that George is the main culprit there. But anyway, I think
Good point.
George is going to get Eddie to voice something from Bartleby about Hannah. And I think that's
good
going
one.
To
good
be
call.
Unpleasant. But we'll see.
Good
well,
call.
That is
good call.
That is it. We've run out of time. And on Saturday, we've got a very special interview for you to listen to. And that's with Sunny Ormond, who plays the wonderful Lillian. We're really excited for you to hear that. That is recorded and will be available on Saturday morning for you to listen and watch.
That is the next storm rolling in, isn't it? Lillian.
It is. It is. But there's no storm on the interview, I'm pleased to say. And we have merchandise. It's only available on Patreon at the moment. It's available Patreon only for 2 weeks. And then we will release it to everyone. So there's lots of different wonderful things. So that's all very exciting.
Get one of these.
Yes, there's all sorts. More information will be provided. But until the interview with Lillian on Saturday, it's a goodbye from me.
And it's a goodbye from Cornwall from me.
Goodbye, everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.